you're in on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Now you listen to me. This is a wake-up call, all right?
This is your wake-up call.
The world needs a wake-up call.
A wake-up call.
They don't have wake-up calls?
This is your wake-up call.
Why don't you go back sleepy? Keep napping.
This is a wake-up call.
All right!
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday. You've done it. You've made it through the weekend and back to a Monday, October 19th. Good morning, Coriel.
I wish the weekend wasn't over.
Oh, I'm ready for it to be.
Really? I had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Our friends Riley and Sydney got married, a nice, like a smaller wedding reception and everything. And it was just nice. I don't know. It was just a nice little getaway.
It looked cute on your Snap story.
Yes, the designer did a great job, and their colors were really cool. And also, fun fact, if you're leaning towards this, I recommend you do it. If for some reason you won't have a lot of adult beverages at your wedding, or maybe those that would drink adult beverages.
Okay.
The BYOB thing is stellar.
Oh, right. Bring your own cooler in.
That's
and everything,
why I
huh?
feel rough today still.
Oh,
nice.
Nice. Okay, well, cool.
So I don't want the weekend to be over.
You look rough.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I shouldn't. I actually combed my hair this morning.
No, you look nice.
Oh, thank you.
You do.
Thank you so much.
And you want the weekend over, Husker Nick?
Well, hell yeah. That's today. Today's the first Husker game week of the freaking year. Are you kidding me, you guys? Like, holy cow. I woke up, I rolled out of bed this morning, and I've got to work. I've already got my first 15-minute speech done for my ESPN show.
Why does on that look the like there were three words written on that?
Oh, there's more than that.
She's got little blurbs.
Little blurbs, notches.
Okay. Key points.
Yeah. I don't just write out the whole thing.
Okay.
This isn't like sixth grade speech,
15
you know,
minutes,
whatever.
15 seconds, I think.
I could talk about the Huskers forever. No,
you
that's
could.
Exciting, man. Freaking game week. I'm pumped. And we got two Monday night games. Like, this is going to be fun. I'm picking my kid up early out of school. Is that wrong? So the Chiefs play at 4. My kid gets out at 3:38. Zero chance I get home in time for kickoff.
Yeah, no, you have to do that.
So I'm picking him up at 3.
With the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome that it is picking up kids, you might want to definitely get him picked up early.
Because I got to get both of the children, so I'm going to go pick up Bales real early. And I'm going to grab swing back by, get my food, go get Carter. Yeah, I mean, only time for the game.
It's Monday.
We could do this in true first game day week fashion, and we could get draw up a plan. I could run interference. I could do a couple things.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could do it.
I'm just going to call him up and say, have my kid out front ready to go. slept in his jersey last night.
He's
all excited. That's cute.
He's all pumped up, man. It's awesome, though. It's a Husker game week. I'm so pumped.
That's definitely a good reason to wake up.
Yeah. This weekend's going to be fun. I'll be curious to see how many people get out and about, how many people have home parties, what we hear people were doing this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty crazy.
Be interesting to see.
How many parties get broke up in the North Bottoms, where there's like 150 people packed into a small yard.
All that stuff. Use your noggin.
How many police officers show up for the 46 people that pack into Coriel's garage? Like, you know, whatever. Right. There's all sorts of...
Hey, I can't help if the garage door is open. They see the neon lights, and they're like, this is like a beacon in the night.
Yeah,
it's like morning.
It's like bugs to a bug
They
zapper.
Look in there, and they're like, you know, that chick's got alcohol. Let's get in there.
Coming up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, so we'll start off game week. You get ready for Husker football this Saturday on TV. Is it on Fox, I believe, right? I think it's
Fox.
Yeah. So we'll have the Huskers 11 a.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. Coming up on this show, we'll get you some Make It Right. Going to help Jasmine with her best friend, Mel. We'll also give you some of the best pranks ever.
Oh, yeah.
Conversation about that. And whether or not someone should have been fired. Oh, and free money.
Win free money with Kix Cash on Kix 96.9.
Awesome.
25 grand in all is up for grabs.
Listen at the top of each hour for the winning word. Then enter it at KZKX.com. One winner each day will score $1,000.
Powered by Tommy's Express Car Wash.
Get all the details online now at KZKX.com.
This is an Alpha Media Nationwide contest. Must be 18 years or older. One winner chosen per day.
Get set to win Kix Cash.
It's going to be so cool.
From Kix 96.9.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Okay, I've got three stories for you, so you can choose who is the stupidest.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
When it comes to these criminals. The cops in St. Petersburg, Florida, got a call last Wednesday night about a woman who would not leave a gas station. Okay. They got there to arrest her for trespassing. They asked her for her name, and she said, quote, my name is my butt just farted. And no matter how many times...
Hold on, how mad was she at her parents for that? Like, I'd have been like, what? Her last name was just farted, so they were like, let's name her my butt. Look at us. We're clever parents.
Very clever.
Yeah, now her name is my butt just farted.
No matter how many times they asked for her name, she just kept repeating that her name is my butt just farted.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that isn't her name.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. No. Sorry, parents. I jumped
you
the gun
tricked.
Too early.
You tricked Husker
I
Nick.
Was fooled. No, I thought that was her real name, and I'm thinking she's in a life of crime because her parents named her my butt just farted.
She's actually a 33-year-old woman named Melinda Lynn Guerrero.
Melinda Guerrero is a great name.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why you changed that.
Wow, she can't be mad at her. Her parents have no fault whatsoever in naming her that and her having a life of crime.
Yes.
As she was handcuffed with her hands behind her back, one of the cops noticed that she had a tattoo of Guerrero tattooed on her back. He's like, maybe look up Guerrero.
Yeah.
See if maybe that's who she is.
That could be a key point.
Found one of her mugshots. It's like, oh, yeah, that's her.
Nice.
And so they arrested her for trespassing and providing a false name to law enforcement.
What if she was like, what if her name was my butt just farted and her tattoo on her lower back just said just farted?
That would be.
Wow, that'd be.
Pretty crazy.
Everybody be like, oh, my God, that's so gross. She's like, wow, it's my last name, asses.
Also, like, what a great placement for that.
Yeah, just farted.
Just farted right above.
Right above your butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It said toot toot.
We shift to Jersey City, New Jersey, with a guy named Lawrence Crook. And earlier this month, he finally lived up to being named Crook.
Yeah.
He was arrested when someone spotted him stealing a small dumpster and some bags of stuff from a condo complex.
He's up to something.
Less than an hour later, he was charged with for breaking into a fire department headquarters and going through a fireman's stuff.
Oh,
what?
So Lawrence Crook is a crook and he's going to jail.
I hope his middle name's Ima. That'd be sweet. Or Iza.
So we got
Nita.
Lawrence Crook. We've got my name just farted. And then we have a woman in Italy who's been sentenced to 4 years in prison after she spiked a coworker's coffee in hopes of getting her fired.
What?
Whoa, that's so awesome. I've been trying to do that to Coriel for like 3 years. And they're always like, now she's normal.
I was going to say, it'd be worse off if I had just a regular coffee.
I know. If I put Adderall in there, then it'd be like, oh, God.
Suddenly they're like, what happened to your pizzazz?
Yeah, wow. Man.
Well, Mary Angela Serrato was found guilty of putting sedatives in Alice Borden's coffee over a period of several months back in 2017 so as to discredit Boston or Borden in front of the company's bosses.
Yeah.
Layoffs were happening, and Serrato thought it'd be a good idea as job cuts loomed and thought this would be a way to help her
Who's
keep job her job.
Security?
Who's doing that to your coffee? Because JP gets a good hour nap at his desk in daily. who's been? Now we need to start thinking through
question.
This. Where, who's? Because it's not your fault.
No,
I want to know who's putting sedatives in JP's coffee.
I don't have the
coffee.
Hindsight, honestly. And trust me, I need my own sedatives. So.
So who's the worst? Yeah,
you're like, I'm not wasting sedatives on someone else.
I'm not wasting them on you.
These horse tranquilizers are going to me.
With JP, Liz,
Cordell's over here making scissor, and she's like, why would I give that to JP?
I'm keeping
it. Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
All right, so Kane Brown does this every day. A new award show category is on the way. And can you say America 9 times fast? Plus other music.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, Coriel here. So Kane Brown says Ray Lynn is the actual reason he started working out. He says, quote, she called me fat one day at a pool party.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, all right, let's see if I'm fat in a couple months. So he works out basically every single day.
Man.
He doesn't skip a beat. He wants to be the most shredded dude in country music. But Raylan and his wife Caitlin are like really good pals, I guess. So gotcha. It was probably out of love and just all a joke,
yeah.
You know? So,
yeah, yeah. Like, hey, you're fat.
I don't
love
think
you.
She meant to totally fat shame him or, you know, body shame him into getting ripped. But either way, he's determined to do that. So
okay, good for him.
Yeah, in case you missed it, there is a brand new category this year for the CMT Music Awards, something that we hope will not be around for any other year in our future. It's called the Quarantine Video of the Year.
Really?
Yes. There are 10 nominees, and all of them released videos that were considered, quote, unconventional and virtual ways that showcased a whole new side of their artistry. So I'm sure that encompasses just about everything.
Is maybe the video then I made where I duct taped the beers to my garage door and tried to drink them before they...
Actually, yeah, you have... Tonight's the last night to vote on it since the award show's on Wednesday.
It's been out there for 8 months. They should already be
absolutely.
Wait, you said it shows something, a new side of who they are. Never mind.
You're right. Automatically disqualified.
That was already well known. Darn it!
The CMT Music Awards air this Wednesday, of course, on CMT, and that's 7 p.m. our time. Actor Dennis Quaid has a country song.
He's so kooky madooky. I can't wait to hear
this. He's so great. Handsome.
There's a bunch of movie stars that have, like, what the Bacon Brothers had stuff.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland had... Or Kiefer Sutherland, that is, had down an a-hole.
Can we get Sutherland and then also add Randy Quaid into it?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have Randy a real party.
That'd be incredible.
Quite the band.
The song from Dennis Quaid is called America, I Love You Too. He performed it recently on the Kelly Clarkson Show. If you want a little sample, we got it for you.
And aren't we going to finally agree on more than that we just agreed to disagree? Tell the talking heads to make a right and then a left and just turn it down. We ain't deaf.
America, there we go. One, America, two, America, three.
There's three of them.
America, America, America.
Yep, we got six. Can we go for three more?
America, America,
there's nine.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
I wish he'd have finished it like he started out America, America, and then finished with America.
Yeah, or
America,
maybe take off one letter every time America. He comes back. America, America, Erica, Rica. Anyways.
Yeah.
Right,
what was that movie called he was in where he got shrunk down and went into the
Innerspace?
Innerspace.
I've never seen that.
Him and Martin Short.
He needed to mention Innerspace.
I just remember seeing him as the dad on Parent Trap and being like, that is... And an attractive human being.
A thirst trap for you there?
A little bit. So new music, according to Apple Music, Keeping It Small Town is the next most downloaded song off of Jason Aldean's latest album titled 9. And we've got it for you now. It's called Keeping It Small Town with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
Yeah, we proud of that name painted up on that water tower. And that red dirt on the bottom of our boots. And this place runs 35 miles an hour. And that hard work runs in our roots. Yeah, we're all just backbone blue collar people. Burning that Texaco black smoke diesel. Yeah, we're keeping it small town. Keeping it slow. Keep that dust stirred up on them old dirt roads. Yeah, we're keeping them girls up in them shotgun seats. Got that good stuff waiting on. Still trying to make a name of our own. Find a little girl you can roll with and ride with and make a good life with and love and take on. We're just keeping it small town, keeping it slow. Keep that dust stirred up on them old dirt roads. Yeah, we keeping them girls up in them shotgun seats. Got that good stuff waiting on the end of the week. It's the way we were raised and we ain't changing now. You can find us on. Small town.
dirt up on them old dirt roads. Yeah, we keeping them girls up in them shotgun seats. Got that good stuff waiting on the end of the week. It's the way we were raised and we ain't changing now. You can find us, son of the son of them. Yeah, just keep it a small town. We'll just keep it a small town.
Coming up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That, by the way, off of Jason Aldean's 9 album, and we like to predict, I think that's going to probably be the next single.
Yeah.
It's got one of the most downloads on iTunes and whatnot, so it looks like it's the most popular one. So there you go, new music. You can get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. Coming up, some good things. These guys are one of our good things. They'll be live in concert with us. The details at KZKX.com. It's Thompson Square.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Every week at this time, we give you a round of good things. And if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just title it Good Thing. And we'll add it to our list of good things in the world. Coriel, you get to go first today.
Yes, and I'm very excited. Okay. I changed it last minute because it's very timely, and I think everyone needs to know.
Oh, okay. Well, so what's going on?
Season 2 of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, buddy, is that coming out?
Is out now, Volume 2.
Wow.
And it's essentially a continuation of season 1 because it was like split into 2 volumes. Yeah. It should have had all 12 episodes the first time around, but it didn't. It had 6, and now the additional 6 are.
They got to dip their toes back in the water, you know, and see if it's warm
2.
Or not.
Yes, you know, and that's honestly, funny. Just in time for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
This would be perfect date night for you instead of like going out and spreading the Rona. So
Mysteries was on for forever.
Well, and if you've got the Rona.
Well, this is a reboot.
Yeah. But in like 87 to 2010.
Yeah.
It was I remember watching it.
And yep. I remember, his name always escapes me, but
Robert Stack.
Yes, Stack. And he's like walking down the dark. Mm-hmm.
With a trench coat on.
Highway with the one light, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the 6 episodes of the titles are Washington Insider Murder,
ooh,
Death in Oslo, Death Row Fugitive, Tsunami Spirits.
What?
Wow. Lady in the Lake. And
was this a tsunami
kids.
Or was it a triple murder?
Who knows? It's unsolved.
Man.
That's interesting. Nobody knows.
Your advice about, too, if you're sick with the Rona, not going out and spreading the Rona, that was solid advice.
You know.
I just want you to know.
We want to get together and hang out.
Is it too late to hire you to be in charge of our Rona task force?
You don't want me.
Why not?
Because I, like many other people in the world, still have flaws.
Didn't the person that was telling us what not to do so we'd stay safe and not get Rona? I'm pretty sure.
Who? Oh.
Which is outstanding.
Yes.
That's funny. Irony just fills the world.
The irony.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries Season 2. It's out now. Watch it.
Yeah. Netflix, right?
Netflix.
Okay.
All
right. Husker Nick, you're good.
Real quick, I was in La Vista, Papillion La Vista, right down the street from my alma mater, Papio.
Nice.
The Monarchs. And we were doing a softball tournament all day on Saturday. Dude, the amount of people from like all the way up to Fremont, there was people from, Iowa, believe it or not.
Iowa, wow.
There were people, I always call Grand Island Western Nebraska. So there's people from all over the place.
I call Kearney Western Nebraska.
Yeah.
And it's like central, but whatever.
But we were out there playing. I'm like hitting the ball. I'm on second base, ready to get to third. And as the plays are going on, guys are talking to me about date 'em or dump 'em or make it right Monday. I appreciate you all for listening.
Yeah,
that's
really cool.
Yeah, and if you're a big Husker fan, obviously this is a big day because it is the first Monday of a Husker game week.
Yes.
And we will get you taken care of on this show with updates here and there and everything with what's going on with your Huskers. I know the quarterback position has been a hot topic lately, so got some insight on that and got some other stuff. So we'll get to that as the week goes on for you guys. So this is where you turn for that, okay?
Very cool. My good thing starts with a bad thing, a missing ring-tailed lemur by the name of Mackie in the San Francisco Zoo. It was stolen, actually. Somebody broke into the enclosure, stole it. But then, I don't know if they had robber's remorse because all of a sudden they dropped it and nobody could find it until 5-year-old James Trin was playing in the church playground that he's at. And he happened to see, hey, mommy, look, there's a lemur over there. And they spotted it. They were able to, about 10 minutes later, get the right people there, authorities-wise. Call the zookeeper is what James said. Call the zookeeper. Call the zookeeper.
How old is this kid?
He's 5.
He knew what a lemur was?
He knew what the lemur was.
Smarter than me already.
This kid's like, holy this moly. Is my favorite animal.
And Mackie is 21 years old, which actually the life expectancy of a lemur is 16 years old.
Oh, so this is super old lemur.
Beloved by the staff and the visitors at the zoo.
Yeah.
Are we sure someone stole it and didn't just wander out of his cage and didn't know where to go?
Honestly, they might have stolen it and he had like a lemur form of dementia or something.
Yeah, or a lemur allergy.
And was like,
had to get rid of the lemur once
he
stole it.
I'm going
to
wander and find people who love me.
But Mackie's back at the San Francisco Zoo, and James gets to go there for free, for life.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, I mean, that's what you do when
a
kid
finds... That's like a dream come true.
Right? So that's a pretty cool thing.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, love is in the air in our What the Florida segment.
You are waking up with...
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix
96.9. Seriously. What the f***? Picture life?
All right, love is in the air in Florida.
Oh, good. That
for
should be good.
Today's update.
Good. Is this like retired super geriatric love?
No, this is...
Or criminal love?
This is special dancers club love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, Coryell has love for that.
Oh, I'm having a flashback. I definitely was on the floor to this song over the weekend.
Hey.
That's hilarious. Yep.
You might want to define on the floor to this song weekend.
What I think is a tantalizing dance.
At a wedding.
At a wedding.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Well, no, it was a post-wedding thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to take that. I was on the floor to this song.
I'm going to stop talking. Continue. What the Florida?
Well, on the floor at the booby trap. Which is a...
That's not real.
Greatest name for an exotic dancer club in the history of the world.
Yay. The Booby Trap, a Yelp 2.5-star Miami dancing club.
Here's the deal. That is the most straightforward, like, real name to a adult club you could ever get.
The booby
like,
trap.
There's boobies, and it's going to be a trap.
There's nothing better.
That is 100%. Like, that's genius.
That person needs
absolute genius.
Right.
Where are you going, honey? The booby trap.
Yes.
So there's a dancer there by the name of Leah.
All right, Leah.
Whose boyfriend got down on one knee while she was up on stage.
Yeah.
Trying to do her job.
Wait, she was in the middle? Isn't that like a cardinal sin? Like, if you're dating the dancer, you don't go up there, especially when they're trying to make that money.
Actually.
And jump up there and, like, be... jelly
believe or it or not, I found this girl on TikTok and she was like, follow me for dancer tips.
Yeah.
Because really? I always end up on Strip Talk for some reason.
Nothing surprises me there. But, you know the difference between you and JP is you can say that and it's funny. JP would be like, of course he is. Like, that's not fair.
But I do this. This dancer was like, ladies, have your man, if there's no rules of him not coming to the club or whatever, because some clubs have rules, I guess. But it's like, have your man come and like take out all of your ones that you can possibly think of and just shower you with ones. Cause then
to get
a lot
more
of,
people to.
Yeah, because then guys, yeah. Like, it's always right. Like a contest with dudes to be like, oh, I can flex harder. I got more money. And then you just take
man,
the money back at
I
the end
am
of the,
the
night.
I am the opposite of that. I'm
and
like,
she's like, it works.
Lady, I got a dollar. Take pity on me.
I'm like, I have
that's
four
all
quarters.
I can say. Yeah.
Here's some
like,
quarters.
I've got this dollar. It's not even a $2 bill. Like, I feel so cheap right now. But please. Have mercy on me.
Please tell me the booby trap lady said yes.
So the Miami Herald reported that the boyfriend called ahead to the booby trap and said he wanted to propose to his gal with a ring, and the club consented.
Aww.
And so there's a video, although you can't, I mean, the music is just
I don't know if you can play it.
If she ends up cheating on him and they get divorced, the irony of him proposing to his future wife and then ex-wife at the booby trap is really funny.
Yeah.
Like, it works on so many different levels. Yeah. It's off the charts.
I mean, the biggest questions from people that are asking about the article is, like, did she continue with her shift? Did he stick around and make it rain with all the plumbers that are hanging out there during the day?
Yeah. My question is when they eventually have kiddos and the kid's doing, like, in sixth grade, you interview your parents and the kid's like, "Mommy, will you tell me how daddy proposed to you?" "Well, honey, I was in the middle of shake dat and I was going up and down this stripper pole and then daddy came up on the stage and got down on one knee."
Beautiful.
He moved my top that I had thrown off earlier aside because it was in the way, and there was a mountain of twos.
A mountain of two.
Yes, and he got down on one knee and asked me to be his forever, and I said yes. We both cried, and then I finished out my song. Strip.
And made the most money she's ever made in her life.
That's right. Probably. You know she did.
And she spent it all on the open bar.
Bet if I was that dude, I would be like, hold on a minute. We could, as long as the regulars aren't here, we could pull this trick like once a week.
Yeah.
Think of the money, I'll tell honey.
Make some serious cash on that. Yeah. Well, congratulations to the happy couple.
To booby trap ladies.
I'm happy for them. And I will say, I used to live next door to a lady.
Booby trap?
An exotic dancer and her husband. And they had the nicest cars. They had the nicest everything.
Yeah.
This lady, God bless her, before her shift would go out there in like a bikini and stretch in the front yard.
Yeah.
And there was a lot.
And you were like, have a wonderful day at work.
Well, you always knew all the guys would be out mowing their lawns at the same time.
Yeah.
And they all got the super dark, shady glasses.
The motor's starting to rev up. You're like, oh.
Yeah. No, the
cinnamon
minute.
Must be outside.
The minute Whitesnake would hit, you could hear it outside because she'd crank Whitesnake in her garage.
Or Hot for Teacher.
Yeah. Oh, and then she'd be outside getting a stretch in before she'd go.
You know what, girl? Get yours. Get Hell your money.
Yeah. Hey, dude, she drove a Range Rover. Like, it
what?
Was. Yeah, man. She told me she.
Did they have any openings?
She wasn't local.
Of course, I'd just be a bouncer.
She wasn't local. She would fly to different cities. Like, that's, she's not. Oh, yeah, like, so she was like a professional.
She's
professional. Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right. It was awesome. It was really hard to move away from that.
I bet it was.
I really miss her. hope she's doing well.
Coming up, we'll give you a chance at more free money. The word for this hour is bird. You know, our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000 today.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Salem PD?
Yes, officer. This is Hubie DuBois.
One of the most popular movies out there right now for Halloween is Hubie Halloween. Adam Sandler's new Halloween movie on Netflix.
I need to watch it.
You do. And then you're going to want to stab your eyeballs out. Scoop them out with a spoon, probably.
You don't like it?
It's freaking horrible. Hooksy, my co-host on ESPN, goes, "So I sat down and started watching that Hubie Halloween because of how bad your cousin said it was. Right. It is just as bad as what he said, but my kids thought it was stupid and they liked it." And that's the key.
That's the key to the whole thing. Just going with it's going to be a ridiculous movie. And
No. Terrible movie.
Ridiculous.
Dumb and Dumber's ridiculous. This is terrible. Horrible, actually.
So that movie has done very well with people watching Halloween movies this time of year.
Yeah.
But also it has caused one of the actors in it to lose their job.
Really? Like they'll never get to act again because they were in such a terrible movie? Is that what we're talking about? Was it Adam Sandler by chance?
It was Elena Pinto, who is one of the... There's a running gag with everybody wearing Harley Quinn costumes.
Yes.
She's the anchor. There's an anchor, there's a reporter on the scene, and the weather girl are all...
They're all in
dresses. Corey,
it's the most... That's so real, though. Like, all these girls are all wearing the same costume.
Yeah, I hate it. Because
it's whatever the one is that is popular for Halloween that year. Right.
You'll never catch me in that.
Like, and what they should have had was all the dudes dressed as the Joker to go along with
this
it.
This year, everybody's going to be Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin.
Yeah. So Elena went to her social media and said, hey, friends, I have some news to share. Earlier this week, I was let go from Channel 7 News in Boston. I'm posting this because I want to be open and honest with all of you. Last year, I participated in a cameo in the recently released the Netflix movie by Adam Sandler, Human Halloween. In doing so, I mistakenly violated my contract with the station.
What was she, stark naked or something?
No! No,
just in a...
She made an appearance!
Like, legit sitting at a desk with a normal... Like, it wasn't even like a...
Right.
Like a Hoochie Mama version. No. It was a... Just a normal.
You can't even see her
covered everything up
from the waist down. You can't see anything. No, she's wearing a jacket and a shirt.
She did absolutely nothing wrong. I'm assuming she maybe was already like. It's one of those things where her bosses were like, "Hang on, was she in that movie? We need to look in the fine print of her contract because we might finally be able to get rid of her."
I wonder if it's some dumb thing where it's like down where it boils down to like company ownership and stuff like that or something. Or I have no idea.
It's like, okay,
that's so stupid.
We've all been around people in the past that we were ready to get rid of them, and then they slipped up a hair, and it was like, oh, see ya.
She's been part of the 7 News team since 2016, and previously worked at Fox and some other things. I don't think she should have been fired. I think this is a slap on the wrist. Like you did it one time.
She must have had something going on that they were ready to get rid of her.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Like I don't. Or they're like you said, Coriel, the ownership group are like 98 years old. Right. And they were like, no anchor on our steam station is going to be dressing as a clown because they wouldn't know who it was.
Two different shades of eyeshadow.
There was blue and pink in her clown outfit, and that's not right.
Yeah, I don't get that. I feel bad for her, honestly. I mean, I guess you don't know the whole story, so maybe, who knows? Maybe she's insufferable.
On the surface, this is incredibly stupid.
It is. It sounds
in my opinion.
Right.
Like, she should not have been fired. Come out that she was, like, the worst human being.
Or something.
Then I get it.
But also, it's Hubie Halloween that even kids think is so stupid that it's funny.
Maybe that's...
Like, if the movie was... movie was...
Really good.
Really controversial or something, that'd be one thing.
Yeah.
But this is a movie that children... can watch apparently
your families, yeah.
That realize how dumb it is.
Is that maybe why she got fired?
It's not like she was in like Magic Mike 4 as the extra during part of a bachelorette party up on stage with the actors.
Or like American History X or something.
Yeah, she was literally sitting at a desk just at Halloween dressed as Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even, again, I'll tell you, it's the most innocent. Like, honestly, I don't even know that it was Harley Quinn because it was too innocent of an outfit. Yeah. Like it needed to be a lot crazier.
She was pretty basic.
Wild.
So
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm gonna creep
her out. She even has a jacket on.
Yeah, yes. I don't understand this. I'm gonna lurk her on Twitter.
Okay. All right, lurk her and let her know we think she shouldn't have been fired.
My condolences.
But with like a little thing below it, unless you were insufferable and this was their excuse to get out of there.
Right.
Oh yeah, great idea, Husker Nick.
So just say like the whole cover our bases.
Please do cover all the bases.
Right. CYOA. Let's do this thing.
All right. Following her.
Coming up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Maybe they fired him because it was just that bad of a movie.
I'll tell you,
a terrible movie.
My favorite part of this, and I got to think I would do the same thing, though. She got fired and immediately went to Twitter to tell everybody about it.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Jasmine needs to make it right by her really close friend, and she wants us to help with it. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
So, what's going on with you and Mel?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's just be clear. Me and Mel are, like, really close. That's, like, one of my best friends.
Okay.
So, Mel's dad, he recently, like, got divorced. It was a while.
Okay.
And... I always thought he was like super hot, but I never said anything because he was Mel's dad. So we ran into each other a couple months ago, and I invited him back to my place, and we did like a little Netflix and chill.
Wow!
I know things got a little rough. We had a great night, but. he said, like, he's going to tell Mel, but I want to tell Mel first. He hasn't done it yet. I want to tell Mel first. Come on, guys. Don't laugh. Help me.
We're just shocked. It's more like that.
How are you expecting this to go? Like, what do you think is going to happen here? How is this going to go?
In my mind, I'm hoping she's like, oh, cool. And she calls me, like, stepmom. No?
Wow.
What? I know Mel, and I know how she feels about her dad in a divorce, so I know she's going to be heartbroken and upset.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is definitely, well, this is a first for Make It Right. We had a guy one time date the mom and the daughter.
Oh, wowza.
On Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, but nothing like this.
I mean, you kind of had to, like, know that was coming, though. Don't
really?
You think? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I mean,
that's just how I'm feeling. I'm sorry. No, we're gonna help you out. I'm just saying.
We're just thrown for a loop here.
Yeah.
To start, okay. So you gotta tell Mel about. Now, is this like? Are you thinking? Is this like a relationship?
Yeah.
With you and her dad, or
we're still like cool. We still communicate. Has it happened again? Are you asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or do you want it to?
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right.
Oh yeah, I want it to happen again. We're not on. We still talk.
Right.
All right.
If we get the opportunity, I know it'll happen again.
Okay. So if the opportunity comes, but he wants Mel to know about what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. He wants her to know. And,
well,
and I understand that, and I do.
Okay. All right, Jasmine. Well, then.
I'm a little nervous for you, but this should be exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will call Mel for you. We'll get her on the phone, and we'll do our best to help you facilitate this.
Stay strong.
Okay.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Well, this is going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, we will do our part and get a hold of Mel for Jasmine. Give her the chance to come clean about being with Mel's dad.
Man.
The sounds coming out of your voice is hilarious, bro.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's Jasmine who reached out to us about her really, really close friend, Mel. They've known each other for a very long time, since they were little kids. And Mel's dad, Jasmine has always thought was very attractive. Her dad recently becoming divorced like 2 months ago. And Jasmine ran into her dad. And had some drinks. One thing led to another, and they ended up back at her place for some Netflix and chill. And now Mel's dad wants to come clean about them getting together. Jasmine wouldn't mind getting back together again with Mel's dad. It's a bit of a soap opera. So what we'll do is we're going to help out. At least we're not going to try to. I don't know if we can make this right.
I honestly don't know how this is going to be how this will pan out positively. Let's just say it.
Like, we're just going to be the conduit to let this happen.
I mean, we'll try.
Okay. All right. So, Jasmine, we've got Mel on hold. She has no idea why we're calling her, but we'll get her on. We'll talk with her a little bit, and then we'll bring you in to reveal we're here for you. So whatever happens, we're here to help you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Mel, hi. It's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I'm great. Hi.
Hey, thanks for holding on. We appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. We hear you, and you've got a really close friend you've had for forever in Jasmine.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl.
You guys have known each other for a really long time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a really long time.
Well, very cool. And she seems like a pretty good, you would consider her one of your best friends?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, your best friend is on the phone with us,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted us to be a part of this to talk to you.
Oh,
So take it away, Jasmine.
Hey, Mel.
What's this about?
Okay, so let me just get straight to it. A couple months ago, I ran into your dad. We had some drinks. I invited him back to my house. Things kind of got out of control after Netflix and chill. You know what Netflix does.
Whoa, wait a minute. My dad? You invited my dad back to your house? Just to hang with him? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Just to hang and chill. I know, he was just, had just going through the divorce, so I was just, trying to be friendly.
Yeah.
And, okay. So.
Well, you might want to reveal how.
Hand.
Yeah.
And we spent the night together.
Like you slept with my dad?
Yeah. I was in a lot of sleep.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Jasmine!
We didn't sleep at all, really.
Jasmine, you've been my friend since you were little. He's like an uncle or another dad to you. What?
Go with his dad part
because my dad's not even like that. You had to take advantage of him. He's been married 22 years. He doesn't even know how to date girls or hook up with girls or anything. You had to be the one to take advantage.
He doesn't know how.
Is that what you think?
Oh, my God.
So you think she took advantage of your dad?
Absolutely. I know her very well. She's always been a little slut. I cannot believe you did that to my dad.
He did a lot to me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even know, this is it. I hope this is it. This is, you're never going to talk to my dad again, ever.
No, Mel, I've been calling him daddy. I called him daddy that night.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Are you? You know what this is? Just because you didn't have a father growing up and you have promiscuous issues, you're going to try to
maybe
turn my innocent dad into the... Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You need to go find your own.
I wouldn't go innocent.
Oh, wow.
That's the problem here. She doesn't have a dad of her own, so she wants everything I have. But you decided to go sleep with my dad instead.
I mean, I have a daddy now.
Oh gosh. All right.
Well, all right. Let's jump in here.
This is not getting corrected here, I don't think.
This is not, going downhill very fast.
Yes.
So, what would need to happen to mend this friendship?
Mel?
There's no going back from her sleeping with my dad. So, I can't even look at her right now. I don't even think we have a friendship anymore. And as far as my father, she will be staying away from him.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we've done all we can, Jasmine. I don't know where to go with this. So we will say thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for getting a hold of us. Good luck.
That didn't pan out.
To both of you. And good luck to your father as well. This is going to be really, really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
She's invited to Thanksgiving if she wants to come.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jasmine and Mel. Thank you for taking our phone call. We're sorry. This is going down. You got blindsided today.
Yeah.
It's cool. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
All right, I have a thought and a question. My thought is Coryell makes a lot of fart noises.
My goodness, when you are nervous, you make fart noises.
Make a lot of fart noises.
When I'm uncomfortable,
it just comes out of
you. Literally, I go with my mouth, and I don't know what it is, because it's me going but I don't open my lips all the whole way, so it just comes out like a fart.
Hang on.
Wow, he's writing a note down for...
It's Monday, right? Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to excuse myself. Bye, guys.
7:45.
And then my question.
God.
Now, I assume you've been in this position before, JP. What is it this awkward all the time?
I've never been in this position.
You've never dated a friend's mom?
No.
I just assumed you've been divorced now for however many months. I assumed you've picked up on a few friends' mothers.
No, that's not. Nope, that's not what I do. But thanks.
Okay.
What about when you were in high school?
No. I'm just checking.
Did you think about it?
I mean, I'm just checking. I instantly, one comes to mind, but I never acted on it.
Whose mom?
I don't want to say.
Okay, that's okay.
This would be super awkward, obviously.
Well, I said...
Coryell, you're a future hot mom. You're going to run into these issues.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Wow.
You're going to run into these problems.
Oscar Nick, that's funny. Future that's like mom. That's like a very low-key dream of mine. The fourth person that's ever said that to you? No.
Like, yeah, Coryell's going to be a super hot mom.
That's a very low-key dream of
your like son's friends will always be coming over to hit on you.
I'm going to have the best casseroles.
Wow.
I feel bad for that situation.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. What was I supposed to say there?
I mean,
like, I wanted to make jokes, but right away she shot you down the first joke you made.
Like, I tried to make light of it, and it's like, this was just not, like, this wasn't a light situation.
I don't want to.
All we can do is let Mel know that there's other people in the middle of this.
Is that what they said? That one date over dump them where the guy was like, Akis.
Oh, no, I hate that. No, I don't like that.
Wait, you call your boyfriend Boyf, but you can't say Akis?
Yes, precisely.
That feels like a sentence you would say.
No, can't say Akis.
Akis Boyf.
Yeah. Okay, no, both like those things need to go.
Yeah, I
nope,
could hear you
like
saying that.
Don't like that together.
Well, if you or someone you know has been in this situation where someone's been thirsty for your dad or mom, or you can make Mel feel a little bit better about it.
I still don't believe JP's never hit on a friend's mom before.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up. Maybe we should follow up and see how the
Let us know
goes.
If you've had any issues with that coming in right now. I've
always been a...
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning,
On Kix 96.9.
With Halloween around the corner, all kinds of spooky things are happening in everybody's states.
Oh my God, yesterday I was playing, I got to tell you this as you're going to tell the story. Spooky, right?
Yes.
I put my kids to bed. I start playing Call of Duty. So I'm just thrashing fools, like just dominating these 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, hey, you'd be the best husband ever if you ran a Dairy Queen, go to DQ and get me a Blizzard. I was like, all right. Well, I was playing online with my brother, who was still in the group. We sat the stuff down, headphones down, I leave. I get a text from my brother about 30 minutes later, because there's a big line. Hey, are you back? No. Your character's running around, opening stuff, and doing...
What?
So I'm like, Carter James. And so I get home.
Playing. Yeah.
He's sound asleep in his room.
Ew.
I go down there.
Jess is like, I'm legit, gonna pull noobs.
No. Jesse hates video games.
You don't
legit
know that.
My controller's sitting like probably about 4 inches away from where I left it. The headphones are in a different spot. And somebody was playing my video game. Because my brother heard the character. He saw the character running around. So I'm like, uh-oh.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
I think Carter pranked you.
Here's the deal. If I have a ghost in my house and it plays video games.
Sounds like a tough
kind of
pretty,
friends.
Yeah, ghost is rad and I'm okay with it.
He's just chilling.
Yeah. Go for it, man.
So it's.
I had a half open beer down there. Could have drank that if it wanted to.
Did you try it? Was it gone?
So there's this really creepy doll from Facebook that's on our Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
Yeah.
It said, so my daughter just bought a house that was built in the late 1800s. We found this and she threw it out.
No.
I got it out of the trash and let the games begin. It's this really creepy old doll.
It's the old ones with like the really pale, like ceramic face, it looks like almost. Right. But the rest of it is like this, like
it's
flimsy.
Its face says, I'll kill you in your sleep.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like that's what its face says.
And it's got this like tangly
long red hair. Don't close your eyes, Coryell.
But the woman did take a Love me forever. It's pretty creepy.
This woman took a picture of the doll on top of the trash can.
Mm-hmm. So the girl definitely thought she'd thrown it away.
Not even death can part us, Coryell.
And then she posed the doll basically crawling in a window.
Yeah. That's awesome, by the way.
Oscar Nick doesn't know that, like, I can't be haunted because if anyone tries to haunt me, they're like, never mind, this is too sad.
Yeah, you're like...
Too sad?
No.
Yeah, they're like, this. You live like
what
this?
What was the little girl on Animaniacs that she'd always, every no animal, idea. She'd hug these animals, and she's always
Dot.
Like,
yeah,
and the,
Dot.
Yeah, and the ding animals, she'd like squeeze them till they died.
Like, yeah, be my friend, and they're like, yeah. No.
This ghost is like, I'm gonna haunt you, and Coryell won't stop hugging it until yeah. its ectoplasm explodes everywhere.
I'm out. Yep, exactly. So coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to take some calls on your best pranks.
Yeah.
Should I find and post the video of me being mean to my son?
You absolutely should.
When we come back, I'll tell you what I did to my kid and we'll play some of the audio. I got this video. Dad of the year.
Nice.
It was 4 years later. He was still talking to me about this.
Oh, I love it.
He's
love
so
it.
Mad.
So we'll get that coming up.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Until then, go on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, and tell us about the best prank you've ever pulled. Whether it be a family member, friend, whatever, we want to hear about your best pranks. You can do that Facebook and Twitter, KX969, right now.
Win free money with Kix Cash on Kix96.9.
Awesome.
25 grand in all is up for grabs.
Listen at the top of each hour for the winning word. Then enter it at KZKX.com. One winner each day will score $1,000.
Powered by Tommy's Express Car Wash.
Get all the details online now at KZKX.com.
This is an Alpha Media Nationwide contest. Must be 18 years or older. One winner chosen per day.
Get set to win Kix Cash.
It's going to be so cool.
From Kix96.9.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix96.9.
Talking about that creepy doll a little bit ago. That these folks bought a house that was built back in the 1800s, and this doll was found, and the daughter tossed it in the trash. Well, the mom thought it'd be hilarious to pull that out of the trash and pose it.
Yeah, scare
because,
her.
Because, like, imagine finding such a creepy-looking doll in a home built in the late 1800s and knowing full well that you threw it away.
Yep.
But then it shows up, like, trying right to there. Crawl like, into your window is how creepy. It was set up.
That'd right. be creepy.
And so that sparked us talking about the ultimate pranks you've pulled on someone, or maybe somebody's pulled on you. Mm-hmm. This is the sound of Husker well, Nick's son,
Can
Carter.
I set it up real sure, quick? Run. So I took a water bottle, took the lid off the water bottle, and I had it full of water. And I put a nickel down on the table, and I right. said, hey, Carter, watch this. I'm going to set the water bottle on this nickel. I'm going to cover it with a towel. When I remove the towel, the nickel will be inside the water bottle. So I put the towel on it, alakazam, take the towel off, and I go, all right, Carter, look in that water bottle and tell me if that nickel's inside of it or not. So he leans over to look in there. And right when he looks over, I squeeze the bottle and shoot the water right in his face. And this little guy, he yeah. doesn't just scream. You can't hear it on the audio. I shoot him in the face with the water. He moves over, stops, and like little kids who are really about to yell, takes the deepest breath you could think of.
I love it.
Oh,
it
to
sounds
this day.
Carter's scream sounds like one from like a movie.
Yeah. It was
like it sounds like a coached actor kid.
That was 3 years ago, and he still will bring it up to me and be like, hey, Dad, he'll have a water bottle. Like, I still owe you. And I was like,
he's oh, like, wow. He's sitting there like your homie on the couch. He's like, hey, yeah. remember that? Oh, yeah. Good times.
Yeah, when he's like 34, he's going to eventually walk up to me and just.
I used to prank my mom. She would get up first to shower and get ready before my dad would and everything. We had a shower radio. This is when we lived in Unadilla. So I would get up in the middle of the night. I'd be up so much later than anybody. And I would constantly change the frequency on the station to 97.7, which is Hispanic music.
Okay.
And mom would go in and shower, and she didn't catch on right away, but then she started saying, I don't know if this thing's just resetting. I don't think it can do that. It's just battery operated. Every time I come back in, it's on that same channel. And she literally for a second thought that there were like spirits in the house.
Nice.
That were messing with her. And wow, dad and then I finally clued dad in, and I was like, no, yeah, that's me.
It's me.
So we're like, yeah, it must be. We really
weird. We should
fire.
Call somebody. Get them out of here.
On that.
Yeah. So like, yeah, mom, that sounds like a real big problem, I guess.
We want to hear from you.
Coming up next.
Next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Your ultimate prank. Either. What's the best prank you ever pulled on someone? We've got Carter Man getting his prank on from his dad via a water bottle, which I'd love to play him screaming again, but the computer is broken. So you can let us know yours, though, on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
This is, okay, so Zach commented on the Facebook page, KX969. He said, I told my boss there was a mouse under a shelf at work. When she took a look, she saw it was a computer mouse I put under there. So
oh, that's harmless
nice. Pranks, but also he wasn't wrong.
That's very good.
Funny. We had a gal call in with her husband who likes to sleep. Well, I works third shift, and so he's in sleeping, and she decided to jump in bed with him and take a nap. And there was a stuffed animal where he should have been, and he was underneath the bed sleeping.
You know, when the room gets too bright, like when you work those different shifts, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, yes, very much so.
Get somewhere where you can hide out.
There's an anonymous message as well, and this is about the age-old family prank where you, like, slowly but surely replace pictures in the picture frames around the house.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you can do, like, celebrities and stuff like that, but I guess they have, like, a favorite mailman.
Oh.
And so they got the mailman in on it and took, like, a picture so you can get, like, a good quality one and just put the mailman in there. Which is funny because, actually, if you think about it, if that's someone you see daily in your life, you might not notice that for a while.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a celebrity, yeah. You could maybe... No.
But a
like
mailman.
It could go unnoticed, but like, you know, facial recognition, you regular might just dude. Be like, oh, this is normal. But right. It's like, no, this is your mailman.
We got a message from Derek. I told my younger brother that he was insane for wasting all the air in the bags of chips and that I couldn't believe he'd open the bags so fast and waste all the air. For about 3 to 4 years, his brother would then open the corner of the bag and suck the air out of the bag before opening it.
What?
Nice.
He did this from aged 8 to age 12.
No.
He believed for 4 years he was like, don't waste the air
you
that's in the bag.
You just savor the flavor of the air.
Right.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
My dad also used to prank the living crud out of my cousins.
All right.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was them. But anyways, or it was my half sister. Anyways. But he would climb out of the bathroom window. This I'm paraphrasing what his text says.
Okay.
Put his jacket over his head and then scratch on the window screen where they were playing like video games or whatever. And they would keep hearing it and freak out, and then finally he would basically just pop up and like and scare the crap out of them.
That's hilarious.
That's diabolical.
That is diabolical because that's how you get called in.
Right, pretty much.
There's a man outside your window. It's like, no, I live here. Then why are you trying to scare
this is my
children?
House. I'm pranking these children. Let me be.
My house, my pranks.
Yes. Share your pranks with us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
All right. So Kane Brown does this every day. A new award show category is on the way. And can you say America 9 times fast? Plus other music.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, Coryell here. So Kane Brown says Ray Lynn is the actual reason he started working out. He says, quote, she called me fat one day at a pool party.
Oh my God.
And I was
really?
Like, okay, all right, let's see if I'm fat in a couple months. So he works out basically every single day.
Man.
He doesn't skip a beat. He wants to be the most shredded dude in country music. But Raylan and his wife Caitlin are like really good pals, I guess. So
gotcha.
She, it was probably out of love and just all a joke,
yeah.
You know? So,
yeah, yeah. Like, hey, you're fat.
I don't
love
think she meant to totally fat shame him or, you know, body shame him into getting ripped. But either way, he's determined to do that. So
okay, good for him.
Yeah, in case you missed it, there is a brand new category this year for the CMT Music Awards, something okay. That we hope will not be around for any other year in our future. It's called the Quarantine Video of the Year.
Really?
Yes. There are 10 nominees,
oh boy.
And wow. All of them released videos that were considered, quote, unconventional and virtual ways that showcased a whole new side of their artistry. So I'm sure that encompasses just about everything.
Is maybe the video then I made where I duct taped the beers to my garage door and tried to drink them before they...
Actually, yeah, you have... Tonight's the last night to vote on it since the show's on Wednesday.
It's been out there for 8 months. They should already be going.
Absolutely.
You said it shows something, a new side of who they are. Never mind.
You're right. Automatically disqualified.
That was already well known. Darn it!
The CMT Music Awards air this Wednesday, of course, on CMT, and that's 7 p.m. our time. Actor Dennis Quaid has a country song.
He's so kooky madooky. I can't wait to hear
it. He's so great. Handsome.
There's a bunch of movie stars that have, like, what, the Bacon Brothers had stuff.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland had... Or Kiefer Sutherland, that is, had Down an A-Hole.
Can we get Kiefer Sutherland and then also add Randy Quaid into it?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have a real party.
That'd be incredible.
Quite the band.
The song from Dennis Quaid is called America, I Love You Too. He performed it recently on the Kelly Clarkson Show. If you want a little sample, we got it for you.
And are we going to finally agree on more than that we just agree to disagree? Tell the talking heads to make a right and then a left and just turn it down. We ain't dead.
America, there we go. One, America, two, America, three.
There's three of them.
America, America, America.
Yep, we got six. Can we go for three more?
America, America,
there's nine.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
I wish he'd have finished it like he started out America, America, and then finished with America.
Yeah, or
America,
maybe take off one letter every time America. He comes back. America, America, Erica, Rica. Anyways.
What was that movie called he was in where he got shrunk down and went into the...
Innerspace.
Innerspace.
I've never seen that.
Him and Martin Short.
He needed to mention Innerspace.
I just remember seeing him as the dad on Parent Trap and being like, that is... And an attractive human being.
A thirst trap for you there?
A little bit. So new music, according to Apple Music, Keeping It Small Town is the next most downloaded song off of Jason Aldean's latest album titled 9. And we've got it for you now. It's called Keeping It Small Town with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Yeah, we proud of that name painted up on that water tower. And that red dirt on the bottom of our boots. And this place runs 35 miles an hour. And that hard work runs in our roots. Yeah, we're all just backbone blue-collar people. Burning that Texaco black smoke diesel. Yeah, we're keeping it small town. Keeping it slow. Keep that dust turned up on them old dirt roads. Yeah, we're keeping them girls up in them shotgun seats. Got that good stuff waiting on. Still trying to make a name of our own. Find a little girl you can roll with and ride with and make a good life with and love and take on. We're just keeping it small town, keeping it slow. Keep that dust turned up on them old dirt roads. Yeah, we keeping them girls up in them shotgun seats. Got that good stuff waiting on. Stuff waiting on the end of the week. It's the way we were raised, and we ain't changing now. You can find us under the sun down here. Just keep it a small town. We'll just keep it a small town.
you messed up. And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Jasmine needs to make it right by her really close friend, and she wants us to help with it. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
So, what's going on with you and Mel?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's just be clear, Mel. Me and Mel are, like, really close. That's, like, one of my best friends. Okay. So, Mel's dad, he recently, like, got divorced after, like, I don't know, like, it was a while.
Okay.
And I always thought he was, like super hot. but I never said anything because he was Mel's dad. So we ran into each other a couple months ago, and I invited him back to my place, and we did, like, a little Netflix and chill.
Wow.
I know. Things got a little rough. We had a great night. But he said, like, he's going to tell Mel, but I want to tell Mel first. He hasn't heard it yet. I want to tell Mel first.
What?
Come on, guys. Don't laugh. Help me.
We're just shocked. It's more like this.
How are you expecting this to go? Like, what do you think is going to happen here? How is this going to go?
In my mind, I'm hoping she's like, oh, cool. And she calls me, like, stepmom. No?
Wow.
What? I know Mel, and I know how she feels about her dad in a divorce, so I know she's going to be heartbroken and upset.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is definitely, well, this is a first for Make It Right. We had a guy one time date the mom and the daughter.
Oh, wowza.
On Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, but nothing like this.
I mean, you kind of had to, like, know that was coming, though. Don't
really?
You? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I mean...
That's just how I'm feeling. I'm sorry. No, we're going to help you out. I'm just saying.
We're just, thrown for a loop here.
Yeah.
To start. Okay, you gotta tell Mel about... Now, is this... Like, are you thinking, is this like a relationship?
Yeah.
With you and her dad, or just...
We're still, like, cool. We still communicate. Has it happened again, are you asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, or do you want it to?
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right.
Yeah, I want it to happen again. But we're not on. We still talk.
Right.
All right.
If we get the opportunity, I know it'll happen again.
Okay. So if the opportunity comes, but he wants Mel to know about what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. He wants her to know.
I
understand that, and I agree.
Okay. All right, Jasmine. Well, then.
I'm a little nervous for you, but this should be exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will call Mel for you. We'll get her on the phone, and we'll do our best to help you facilitate this.
Stay strong.
Okay.
Next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Well, this is going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, we will do our part and get a hold of Mel for Jasmine. Give her the chance to come clean about being with Mel's dad.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
If you're just joining us, it's Jasmine who reached out to us about her really, really close friend, Mel. They've known each other for a very long time, since they were little kids. And Mel's dad, Jasmine has always thought was very attractive. Her dad recently becoming divorced like 2 months ago. And Jasmine ran into her dad and had some drinks. One thing led to another, and they ended up back at her place for some Netflix and chill. And now Mel's dad wants to come clean about them getting together. Jasmine wouldn't mind getting back together again with Mel's dad. It's a bit of a soap opera. So what we'll do is we're going to help out. At least we're not going to try to, I don't know if we can make this right.
I honestly don't know how how this is going to be a how this will pan out positively. Let's just say it.
We're just going to be the conduit to let this happen.
I mean, we'll try.
Okay. All right. So, Jasmine, we've got Mel on hold. She has no idea why we're calling her, but we'll get her on. We'll talk with her a little bit, and then we'll bring you in to reveal we're here for you. So whatever you, whatever happens, we're here to help you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Mel, hi. It's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show. How are you?
I'm great. Hi.
Hey, thanks for holding on. We appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. We hear you, and you've got a really close friend you've had for forever in Jasmine.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl.
You guys have known each other for a really long time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a really long time.
Well, very cool. And she seems like a pretty good, you would consider her one of your best friends?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, your best friend is on the phone with us, and she wanted us to be a part of this to talk to you. So take it away, Jasmine.
Hey, Mel.
What's this about?
Okay, so let me just get straight to it. A couple months ago, I ran into your dad. We had some drinks. I invited him back to my house. Things kind of got out of control at the Netflix and chill. You know what Netflix does.
Whoa, wait a minute. My dad? You invited my dad back to your house? Just to hang with him? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Just to hang and chill. I know, like, you know, he was just, you know, had just going through the divorce, so I was just, you know, trying to be friendly.
Yeah.
And, okay. So,
well, you might want to reveal how. Yeah.
And we spent the night together.
Like you slept with my dad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was in a lot of sleep.
Oh my god, Jasmine!
No, we didn't sleep at all. Oh, really,
Jasmine? You've been my friend since you were little. He's like an uncle or another dad to you. What?
I mean, I can go with his dad's
parents. Because that's not even like that. You had to take advantage of him. He's been married 22 years. He doesn't even know how to date girls or hook up with girls or anything. You had to be the one to take advantage of him.
Doesn't know how.
Is that what you think?
Oh, my God.
So you think she took advantage of your dad?
Absolutely. I know her very well. She's always been a little slut. I cannot believe you did that to my dad.
He did a lot to me.
Oh, my God. I don't even know, like, this is it. I hope this is it. This is, like, you're never going to talk to my dad again, like, ever.
No, Mel, I've been calling him daddy. I called him daddy that night.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Are you? You know what this is? Just because you didn't have a father growing up and you have promiscuous issues, you're going to try to turn my innocent dad into the... Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You need to go find your own.
I wouldn't go innocent.
Call him daddy.
That's
leave my dad
Oh, wow.
That's the problem here. She doesn't have a dad of her own, so she wants everything I have. But you decided to go sleep with my dad instead.
I mean, I have a daddy now.
Oh gosh. All right, we got that. Right. Okay.
Well,
all
right. Let's jump in here.
This is not getting corrected here, I don't think.
This is not, going is downhill not a, very fast.
Yes.
So, what would need to happen to mend this friendship?
Mel?
Like, there's no going back from her sleeping with my dad. So, I'm like, I can't even look at her right now. I don't even think we have a friendship anymore. And as far as my father, she will be staying away from him.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we've done all we can, Jasmine. I don't know where to go with this. So we will say thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for getting a hold of us. Good luck.
That didn't pan out.
To both of you. And good luck to your father as well. This is going to be really, really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
She's invited to Thanksgiving if she wants to come.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jasmine. And Mel, thank you for taking our phone call. We're sorry this is going down. You got blindsided today.
Yeah.
It's cool. Thanks, guys.
Next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, it's the After the Show show. We'll give you some fun with some dumb criminals. We'll also give you more free money. We've had bird, fish, bear. All of those have been keywords so far to win you $1,000 with kicks.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Okay, I've got three stories for you, so you can choose who is the stupidest.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
When it comes to these criminals. The cops in St. Petersburg, Florida, got a call last Wednesday night about a woman who would not leave a gas station. And they got there to arrest her for trespassing. They asked her for her name, and she said, quote, "My name is My Butt Just Farted." And no matter how many times...
Hold on, how mad was she at her parents for that? Like, I'd have been like, what? Her last name was Just Farted, so they were like, "Let's name her My Butt." Look at us. We're clever parents.
Very clever.
Yeah, now her name is My Butt Just Farted.
No matter how many times they asked for her name, she just kept repeating that her name is My Butt Just Farted.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that isn't her name.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, parents. I jumped the gun too early.
You tricked Husker Nick.
I was fooled. No, I thought that was her real name, and I'm thinking she's in a life of crime because her parents named her My Butt Just Farted. Mm-hmm.
She's actually a 33-year-old woman named Melinda Lynn Guerrero. And
Melinda Guerrero is a great name.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why you changed that.
Wow, she can't be mad at her. Her parents have no fault whatsoever in naming her that and her having a life of crime.
Yes.
As she was handcuffed with her hands behind her back, one of the cops noticed that she had a tattoo of Guerrero tattooed on her back. He's like, maybe look up Guerrero.
Yeah.
See if maybe that's who she is.
That could be a key point.
Found one of her mugshots. It's like, oh, yeah, that's her.
Nice.
And so they arrested her for trespassing and providing a false name to law enforcement.
What if she was like, what if her name was My Butt Just Farted and her tattoo on her lower back just said Just Farted?
That would be...
Wow, that'd be...
Pretty crazy.
Everybody be like, oh, my God, that's so gross. She's like, wow, it's my last name, asses.
Also, like, what a great placement for that.
Yeah, just farted.
Just farted right above.
Right above your butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It said toot toot.
We shift to Jersey City, New Jersey, with a guy named Lawrence Crook. And earlier this month, he finally lived up to being named Crook.
Yeah.
He was arrested when someone spotted him stealing a small dumpster and some bags of stuff from a condo complex.
He's up to something.
Less than an hour later, he was charged with for breaking into a fire department headquarters and going through a fireman's stuff.
Oh,
what?
So Lawrence Crook is a crook and he's going to jail.
I hope his middle name's Ima. That'd be sweet. Or Iza.
So we got Lawrence.
Nita.
Lawrence Crook. We've got My Name Just Farted. And then we have a woman in Italy who's been sentenced to 4 years in prison after she spiked a coworker's coffee in hopes of getting her fired.
What?
Whoa, that's so awesome. I've been trying to do that to Coryell for like 3 years. And they're always like, now she's normal.
I was going to say, it'd be worse off if I had just a regular coffee.
I know. If I put Adderall in there, then it'd be like, oh, God.
Suddenly they're like, what happened to your pizzazz?
Yeah, wow. Man.
Well, Mary Angela Serrato was found guilty of putting sedatives in Alice Borden's coffee over a period of several months back in 2017 so as to discredit Boston or Borden in front of the company's bosses.
Yeah.
Layoffs were happening, and Serrato thought it'd be a good idea as job cuts loomed and thought this would be a way to help her keep her job.
Security?
Who's doing that to your coffee? Because JP gets a good hour nap at his desk in daily. who's been? Now we need to start thinking through this. Because it's not your fault.
No,
I want to know who's putting sedatives in JP's coffee.
I don't have the
coffee.
Hindsight, honestly. And trust me, I need my own sedatives. So.
So who's the worst? Yeah,
you're like, I'm not wasting sedatives on someone else.
I'm not wasting them on you.
These horse tranquilizers are going to me.
Brightens up your day every morning.
Right here, right now.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
It wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
The Kix Morning Show. On Kix 96.9.
This is the normal time of year where we talk about scary stuff, and although this year living in fear has basically been a permanent thing.
No kidding.
A new study looked into Google data to figure out what people in every state fear the most right now.
Ooh.
And overall, the most common
election.
Fear.
I'm just kidding.
That would be a top thing. Overall, the most common fear in the country is anthropophobia.
Anthropophobia. Is that like fear of
holes? I can't even say it. Maybe it's a fear and I'll be able to say crap.
How do you spell it?
Anthropophobia.
Is that the fear of people?
It's the fear of people. Very
good.
Good.
Thank you. I didn't look that up yet.
I can't say it, so it's even funnier that way. The fear of other people. The number of searches for that fear is up to 500% from last year and peaked in mid-April. So, yeah, we're pretty sure that's coronavirus related.
Yeah.
But there's other pandemic related fears that won different states this year, too.
Okay.
Including the fears of being alone. Texas is afraid of the outside.
What?
Germs is it. The last year, the most common fear was aviophobia, which is a fear of flying.
Oh, okay. I was going to go with fear of birds for that one.
Fear of birds would be funny. Apparently, fear of clowns is a big deal in Montana, New Hampshire, and in my house.
That's coulrophobia.
Yeah, very good.
Yep.
But here, can you guess what ours is? In Nebraska? Because South Dakota, it's people. Okay. Iowa, it's people. Kansas, it's people. Missouri, it's fear of being alone. Colorado's afraid of the dark. Wyoming's afraid of flying. What do you think we're afraid of?
Okay, let me think. My funny guess is the fear of running out of beer. But the legitimate guess is, I guess I'll have to stay on trend and go fear of, like, people.
Public speaking.
What?
We're really? The only state... that had public speaking.
Oh, no.
As our really? Fear. There's spiders.
I'm surprised
blood,
by that.
Holes. The dark. But no, public speaking for us.
Dang. Okay, now I'm looking at a list now. There's actually a list called phobialist.com.
Of course there is.
You can
there
see
always
if you have any of these. Ooh. Okay. There's one called like genuphobia. And it's fear of knees.
Fear of knees.
I don't have the fear of knees, but I hate the word kneecaps.
Why do you hate kneecaps?
Ew, I don't know. I hate that word. It's the ps at the end.
Kneecaps.
Kneecaps. And then it sounds gross. And then I picture kneecaps. Kneecaps are gross looking. God. Like if you look at people's knees,
so funny.
They look like little like alien heads or like little faces.
And then if you push on them, they kind of move around a little bit.
I don't like it. And then also
so
like
if moist they show is up in, okay, but kneecaps isn't.
I can deal with moist. I can see how people get freaked out by it, you know. But the word kneecaps.
That is.
And then for some reason, I always think because it's just gross to me. The skin's pulled so tight over the kneecap, and then like it's just so vulnerable. I hate it.
Wow.
So maybe I do have genuphobia.
Maybe you do.
All fear right. of knees.
So we're going to pop.
The Kix Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
I'm trying to remember, Coryell. Was it Popeyes? That had that the spicy chicken sandwich that everybody freaked out about, and
yes.
then everybody else is trying to copy them and do their spicy chicken sandwiches and the spicy nugs and whatever else are out there.
It was, which is funny because I never actually got to try the Popeyes one. Because,
you didn't?
Because every time the line was so long. So I've tried like the one-off ones of other places, but I've yet to have the original Popeyes.
They still have their spicy chicken sandwich.
They better.
Yeah. Well, this Thanksgiving. They've got something special for you.
I want more turkey!
So Popeyes is bringing back its Cajun-style turkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yum!
It's pre-cooked, so you just heat it up when it's time to eat. It'll be available to participate in Popeyes nationwide, starting at $40.
What?
Customers can pre-order from their local restaurant by calling or visiting in person. If you don't feel like cooking,
the price.
Talk about, I mean, that's a holiday meal you might need.
Yeah,
and you and Jackson's place is have the Cajun style turkey.
Honestly, at this rate, yeah, it might be. Like, we might just be at the house.
What has to be
doing nothing
on the table for you for Thanksgiving?
Oh my goodness. This is such like a good question. You know, honestly, I love pineapple or honey ham.
Oh, yes.
I love it. I'm a sucker for that.
Stuffing is my absolute favorite.
See, that's
thing.
My like least favorite.
Really? Why?
Maybe like a, actually no, least favorite honestly would be the cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Unless there's like a, like I might drizzle a little bit on it, like a, of it, like on like a piece of pie or something.
Why are you hating on stuffing?
I don't know. I think it's because I'm not a fan of celery at all.
Oh.
And okay. Most times
they come with
it's
celery.
It's just too, like, yeah. These are big enough to pick out, but.
Right.
I, you know, have that. I just feel like I want it without the celery. I don't want celery in it.
You can do that. I mean, they can make stuffing without celery. It's a possibility.
My family also makes, and I wish I remember the name of it, but my aunt, who unfortunately has passed away, she was big on this, but it's like oyster corn.
Oh,
and
interesting.
Now that I'm older, I like it. But okay. Of course, when you're younger, like who wants to eat oysters? I always thought it was the grossest oysters. Thing. But they make it and it's really good. And in fact, I think I talked about it one time a long time ago when I was doing Nebraska Nights. And a lot of people came to my rescue and they're like, yeah, no, we have oyster corn too. So I think it's more common than I thought in the Midwest, maybe, which is weird because it's oysters.
We'll have to, once we get closer to Thanksgiving, we'll have to get up some of people's weird recipes for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because we still have the pink salad, which was super gross but fun.
Is it like a fruit salad or what?
No,
is that?
No, it's like it's a weird dressing salad type
Ew.
Thing. It's usually in like gelatin form.
Nope.
I had like 4 or 5 bites of it when we did it though.
I can I'll do jello shots.
Our one big thing, of course, it's the week of Husker football.
Yay!
I think everybody's very excited to kind of get a little bit back to normal. And so you can be a part of the Husker football fun. Get online, KZKX.com, to find out more about our kickoff parties that we're going to be having. And doing our best to have some fun with the Huskers and getting all kinds of swag from our friends at Husker headquarters and whatnot. So just kind of putting things on your calendar. They take on Ohio State this Saturday.
Yep.
Should be
and
exciting.
Also a friendly reminder, too, it's very exciting, but, you know, make sure you wash your hands and
right.
stuff.
Right, no, that's...
And be safe, like, because the point of all this is, like, hey, we'll have a nice little sense of normalcy here.
Right.
But it can go south pretty quick if people aren't, like, still trying to be kind of careful. So
exactly.
Yeah, so if do it you're, the best way you can.
I get it. There's some people that don't like the mask. There's some people that think the mask, whatever. Do that.
Yeah.
Do whatever you choose to do with that.
Totally.
But wash your hands. Cover your mouth if you sneeze or cough.
Right.
Or just use the hand sanitizer. Just do what you can because we want to go back to being able to go to Memorial Stadium for games.
No kidding.
So just be smart about things. And this weekend when you have your Ohio State watching party, don't have 140 people in your backyard.
Right. We don't want to see you on the news.
No. We like you too much. We don't want that to happen to you.
But yeah.
All right.
Keep a safe mind about it, but also like we gotta have some fun.
Let's have some fun. All right. Huskers Ohio State on Fox this Saturday.
The Kicks Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.